Who doesn't recall the bars of the Rocky soundtrack inspiring them to go running up hills? Well, I'll tell you who does remember, and it's anyone who was an adolescent male in the 1980s. There was no more testosterone-fueled journey than that of a boxing movie in the 1980s to basically end the Cold War, which is what the Rocky movies became, this sort of over-the-top, exaggerated superhero franchise led by the first sort of superhero film, and that was who soon became Rambo, and that was Sylvester Stallone. But what we may not remember is that Sylvester Stallone actually was an incredible filmmaker for his first movie, which won Best Picture and Best Director, and that was the original Rocky, and was an inspiring tale of a local boy who finds his heroic journey through the dark and not always rewarding journey of boxing, which has a strong history in American filmmaking, going back to Marlon Brando, more recently Jake Gyllenhaal, Hilary Swank. It's not just confined to men, but there have been a lot of Oscar-winning and wanting to win Oscar performances of boxers, and this is Michael B. Jordan's chance to enter the ring sort of in that regard, which he probably was robbed last year for his performance in Fruitvale Station. Same director as Creed, so they're working together again to make some magic. And what is it about boxing itself that brings the award-winning performances? One even can throw in Bruce Willis from Pulp Fiction, just the memorable characters. And it's something about boxing which is losing its grip on the American psyche to MMA and different sports. The head injuries has a dark cloud. There's been a lot of calls for the end of boxing, just as there have been more recent calls for the end of football because of the head injury aspect. But there's something dark, gladiator-like, and brutal, and very basic about fighting one person against one person. It may be under the undercurrent of that kind of gives way to spectatorship in a way that watching movies really matches in a perfectly way. And the fact that it's, that you don't have to be Robert De Niro and Raging Bull, or you can aspire to be Robert De Niro and Raging Bull, is what why we keep seeing, we probably see more boxing movies than we actually see famous boxers. And here's another great one. This one deserves to be seen when you're looking at your annual Oscar winners. Could most likely nomination, good chance of winning here for Michael B. Jordan. For his parallel story for Apollo Creed, which is basically like a superhero movie, and we're taking one of the minor characters and throwing him on as a superhero here. He does that with Apollo Creed. Great movie. We're seeing.